You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here again at William Hill. It's Thursday, May the 3rd. Andy Holding looking at 7 races for you at Clonmel this evening, due to be run on heavy ground. Yes, heavy ground. It's still quite inclement over there in Ireland. Showers are forecast for the day, and it's going to be quite testing for the performers here this evening. We've got some good competitive stuff, particularly later on in the card at 7:30. The Clonmel Tipperary Perpetual Handicap has brought together a choice field, and we end with quite a decent maiden as well, where one or two horses have been strutting their stuff over hurdles throughout the winter.
Race one.
We begin with a claimer over at 1¼. Not a great race, I must admit. This is littered with horses with issues, problems, ground concerns. I really just don't know which way to turn here. Elusive in Paris run really well last night at Dundalk when he was second in a claimer behind She's Diesel. Any problem is, he's got absolutely no form whatsoever on soft or heavy ground. He's run 3 times when the ground's been soft. 9th of 9, 8th of 16, 15 of 15. So your guess is as good as mine whether he's going to go on it or not. 13-8, I'm quite happy to overlook him. You could argue that Musbid's the most solid one, given that he's got a fairly positive-looking profile. And he's rated 82, but his last run at Punchestown over hurdles, he was also pulled up when trained by Dennis Hogan. He's now gone back to Paddy Prendergast. I suppose if he can run to the level when he won at Killarney, he beat Diarist and Nigbay, he'd probably just about win this. But again, no real obvious form on soft or heavy ground. Steely Eye got absolutely lapped the other day in a mile 5 handicap down in Navan. I really do like Trademarked as a horse. I think Augustine Lee's 7-year-old's better than what his form figures suggest, but he's only rated 54. And I've just got a sneaky feeling that heavy ground, he doesn't really like it. He's run okay on it, but he's much better on good ground. If this was a good ground race tonight, I think he'd nearly win this. Interesting, there's been a little bit of money for him this evening. And it wouldn't surprise me if the absolute rag of the field, Tortillon Graw, was to go quite well at a massive price. Say 50-1, 40-1 this morning. Only rated 39, that's why bookmakers have chucked this up at such a big price. But that fourth behind Flat to the Max in the maiden at Navan at least proves this horse is in reasonably good order and does actually keep galloping. And that's probably what you might need on this ground here tonight. So I've virtually got absolutely zero opinion in this race. Look, if you gave me a 3-5, or a 3-10, I'd probably just have a 5 each way and Tortio and Grow at 50-1, just for the sport.
Race 2.
On to the 6 o'clock. This is a little bit more better, more constructive, and we're going to see some decent horses running here. And I'd probably go with Dermot Wells' horse here, Philly Boy Footsteps in the stand. Timonea, who caught the eye to a small degree first time out at Nace. Wasn't a massive eye catcher, but she was towards mid-division, towards the rear, halfway, and I quite like the way she stayed on. And what's turned out to be quite a decent little maiden. The second has won Full Moon at Dundalk. The fourth Cafe Macchiato for Agent Keith is also won. So a bit of substance that form, and given the way that she stayed on, I reckon that the extra 2 furlongs should suit her. And I'd just prefer her over a Smooth Criminal, who ran okay in a Leopardstown mainly the day beyond Future Proof from the Gerline stable. There isn't a great deal to recommend about too many of these. Stoic Soul, again, disappointing the day at Navan, didn't really show a great deal. So we're dealing with bargain basement stuff here, and surely Dermot Wells, Timonea, is good enough to take that if she can improve from that first run.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:30, the first of the handicaps here tonight. And to be fair, Agent Keith has also ridden really reasonably good order so far this season. He's had 3 or 4 winners. And there's a decent chance that this gelding by Fast Company lucky mistake can provide him with another one. He finished fourth second time out this season behind Drumbeg Dream. He got a lovely ride from Shane Fowley, never looked like getting caught, but he was quite productive in the latter part of the race and stayed on to finish a never nearer fourth. He was towards the rear in the Irish Lincoln, but you know, you're given that he was up against potential group horses, including the winner who's gone on to win a listed race, then it puts into context and perspective what he was up against. Now, his best speed figure came when he was second to Inscribe down in Nace towards the back end of last season when he got beaten neck. If he runs to anywhere near that level, he'll absolutely batter this field tonight. Ace of Diamonds, disappointing for first time out, must admit, at Leopardstown in a race, to be fair, he'd won the year before. So if he couldn't go well first time out when he was arguably supposed to be at his best, then I don't really see, you know, too much of an angle with him here tonight. King Christoph didn't run too badly the day behind Curly Bill and on the if list down in Nace. At least he's in good form, so he's got to be a player. But I'll go with Lucky Mistake. His overall form figures, time figures and general well-being in the yard suggests he's going to be quite difficult to beat there.
Race 4.
On to the 7 o'clock, a real nasty one for punters here. Two or three informed horses, Versa Love, Skelia Anor, No Way Jack, Lizard Point to a degree, all come here with chances. But I'd prefer Versa Love here. He ran last time out in the flat when he was six behind Prospectors. He looked like winning, I must admit, for the majority of that race, until his engine really did cut out in the latter part of the race. But it's probably largely to do that Colin Keane persisted on running him on the far side row, which ended up being the absolute swamp. And the winners, as is often the case on every ground at Navan, came down the middle. So he was very much rowing against the tide that day. And I thought he ran all right the other day behind a 50-to-1 winner in the charity race at the Punchestown Festival, the last race on the card, when he was staying on through beaten horses to finish a never near a six in the hands of an inexperienced pilot. So he's in reasonably good enough order to give him a bit of a shout here tonight. I'm not saying he's a good thing by any stretch of the imagination, but he's done enough to suggest a mark of 54 is very much well within his capabilities, and he'll do for me there.
Race 5.
Right, on to the big race of the night then, the 2 mile handicap. Well, lots of informed horses come here, and several connections have obviously laid their horses out for a tilt at this prize, being locally trained. Harith is probably the one I'd go with here. He just comes in here in great nick. He's won over hurdles, and he was really good the other day down in Navan when he beat Prospectus. Similarly, fit horse off over jumps, and the two of them pull well clear the rest in a decent finish. And his stamina kicked in the back end of the race, and I'm hoping this 2 miles up the stiff uphill climb here from two out will really suit this 8-year-old, who is a commendable performer for the stable. He hardly ever runs a bad race. And I just favour him out at Lawrence Gap, who was also quite impressive the other day for locally trained Ewan Dorr down in Limerick when he stayed on very strongly in the back end of that particular race. I don't really like Ardoon as a horse. He's gone backwards since, really disappointing on virtually every run last season after looking quite promising on debut. If there is to be one at a big price that might run okay, it's Mountain Rock. Don't forget this horse was 8th of 22 in the Champion Bumper 2 years ago behind Feynor, and he slipped to a mark of 74 on the level, and he ran well the other day in that charity race at the Punchestown Festival when he was a never nearer fourth. Danny Sheehan's been booked here and he goes on the soft ground, so at 25-1 I certainly wouldn't rule him out of running a decent race here, but Harith would be the number one choice down the front end.
Race number 6.
On to the 8 o'clock then, a trappy old handicap here over 2 miles. A couple of that I thought might run well here, a running Rattler. He ran well beyond Prospectus of the day on his first run for a little while. He'd been running, funny enough, quite well throughout the winter period over hurdles. He was fifth behind Ben Dundee in a very competitive race at Punchestown, and previously he'd won at Wexford as well. Sharp track, right-handed track suits him. He's gone round this track over hurdles well before, so I certainly think Philip Rothwell's 8-year-old has got a good chance here. And the other one to mention at a big price is Biblioteca, who caught the eye the other day Navan in the race won by Harath. Of course, we get a chance to see that form line earlier on in the card. She only just faded in the latter stages, this big 5-year-old mare by Harbinger. But I did like the way she travelled off through that race, and there's certainly races to be won with her off a mark of just 60. So 14-1, not a bad price for Biblioteca. So I'd probably take her along with Runyon Rattler in that 8 o'clock.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and all eyes here will no doubt be on Days Without End. who very much caught the eye first time out at Navan when sent off 6-4 favourite. Might have disappointed some, but the winner really quickened up well, that Constancio, and the two of them well clear of some well-fancied horses. And I thought what was a decent maiden, the time figures or the splits were certainly very good. So I think that form could be all right, you know, in the context of this race. And to be fair to Dermot Wells' five-year-old, he's only up against a bunch of largely one-pace gallopers over hurdles, such as Val de Ferbe. He's better known for his exploits over fences, over 3 miles. Great Trango, not a bad type. He's quite a nippy little sort, and I think he'll be suited to the track and the ground, given his form over hurdles. But he's a difficult horse to win with. I've backed him a few times under both codes, and he's yet to win a race on the flat, and sometimes his finishing effort over hurdles wasn't that great either. So, albeit he's in good form, I'm not sure he's quite good enough to beat Days Without End. Certainly, that's my theory anyway. And 6-4, round about that price this morning for Days Without End. Not a bad shout in the final race. OK then, guys, thanks very much for listening in to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow evening when we can take a look at another jump card for you. 7 races at Cork, beginning at 4:45. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.